You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy?
Yeah, yes, buddy.
Let's play. We've got a Bree and a Brian. No, Bree and Brian.
Double B.
Hello, Bree. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Oh my goodness.
Things are fine.
Couldn't be a better day, I don't think.
It's really nice. How are you, Bree? That's more important.
Good, I'm good.
Yeah?
She's good.
What do you do for a living, Bree?
I work at a doggy daycare.
Oh, who's a good doggy? Who's a good Bree?
We had a long chat with somebody who ran one of those a while back, and Jeremy, the income from that business was
very lucrative.
Quite large.
Lucrative business.
Yeah. I don't see very much of that part of the...
Oh,
you need a new doggy daycare then.
Well, I think what Bree needs to do, you need to take all of your experience that you have gained and open up your own, but you do have to give it a punny name, if I understand correctly, right? Like doggy daycares all have to have a pun for a name.
Yeah, well, that's the end goal. I'm also in my master's program to get my counseling degree, too. So my end goal is to open my own, service dog situation counseling.
Oh, that's pretty cool. You're a good human.
Very nice.
Thanks.
That's great.
Very interesting. So what is the name of this doggy daycare so we can see if it's got a punny name?
Oh, this one's it's a franchise called Camp Bow Wow.
Bow Wow. That's great. That's so cheesy.
Have you picked out a name, if you ever opened your own, what it would be called?
No, I've been thinking about it for years. But
incorporate leg humping somehow.
Somehow?
Or crotch sniffing.
Know would be very, I don't know. I'd get very much business that way.
Yeah, they might direct you to a different website if you do the crotch sniffing.
Right.
Yeah. Be careful with the URL you pick out for that.
Oh, that's Hey, listen, good luck to you today, okay?
Thanks.
You're going up against this guy, Brian. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
It's a great day.
Everything is great.
Everything's great.
Right. Everything
what
is
do you
awesome.
Do for a living?
Do storage auctions.
Oh, do you? Like that TV show?
Yeah, just not as glamorous. It's a lot more dirty work than that.
Really?
Probably, yeah, I can see that. What's the most bizarre thing you've ever found inside one of those storage units?
If you want to go bizarre, and it kind of fits up with Halloween right now, was a headstone. It looks like they had stole from a cemetery.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
How about the most expensive thing that you've seen go up for auction?
Most for us that we found was the coolest. We found a bunch of Metallica still in box toys that were autographed. They had a bunch of autographed memorabilia from their concerts and stuff.
Huh,
that was probably the coolest and most expensive thing that today. So it's a lot more.
What did those go for? Do you know, or the value of those?
The one at the time that we sold for just the one toy, and we had multiples that we sold, but the one was the whole set together. Was the McFarlane series. We got about $1,500 on it.
Not bad for some toys.
It was for a $100 unit, too, so it was a good locker.
Well, that's cool, man.
Good for you.
That's
well,
neat.
Listen, here's how this game works. I'm going to ask Brian some questions that women probably are more likely to know, and then Jeremy will toss some questions at Bree that dudes are probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win, and we'll get the prize, which is a gift card to our sponsors, the House of Bread.
Yeah.
By the way, we are tied for the month of October so far. So whoever wins today not only gets the prize, but puts their side ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We alternate who goes first. Today, the women are up first.
Bree. All right, my little puppy petter. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Table, chain, and jig are all types of what?
Take a guess.
Oh, I'm looking for saws. Table saw,
table
chainsaw,
saw,
jigsaw. Saws.
Dang.
She never saw it coming.
Never saw it coming. Oh, Brian. I wouldn't be doing smack talking yet, buddy. You haven't even gotten your first question.
True.
Let's see how you do, Mr. Big Talker. So let's see. Name two types of birth control besides the pill. There's none.
Prophylactics and abstinence.
Prophylactics, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. And abstinence. Yeah, that's
Are
two.
You, like, trying to talk about, like, condoms? Is that
just,
what you're referencing?
You just say condoms.
I know it's a family show. I didn't know.
It's all right.
Condoms is not a bad word. No. So, yeah, I'll give you those two. I guess you can trash talk.
Wow. Brian knows sexy time.
Or maybe not. He was really quick with the abstinence.
Right, yeah.
So he might not know all
He's digging around in those lockers, man.
That's right.
You got no time for that.
All right, back to Bree.
Oh, Bree, what would I most likely be doing if I was using a product called frog tape?
Fixing something?
No, I can't accept that.
You can't?
Fixing something. No, painting. I'm looking for painting. That's the tape that you put down when you start painting. Frog tape.
No, I call that painter's tape.
Well, there's two different ones. The painter's tape, I think, is the blue ones.
I call it blue tape.
Frog tape is green, and it's way better than the blue tape.
What's the diff?
It's a superior product.
I totally knew what I knew what it looked like.
What's the difference between the blue tape?
It's got a better seal. The frog tape has a way better seal than the blue tape. Trust me on this. And it comes off easier.
Oh, it does. That's
key. It's very
Don't you hate it when you're pulling that tape off and it, like, breaks?
Yes, it's the worst.
Like halfway through, whatever?
And you know the other difference? It's about $4 more.
I'll stick with
it. It's a little more expensive.
Back to Brian. Brian, a chance to... Well, actually, he could win the game with this, couldn't he?
Right.
What? Already? Man. Breaking Dawn, Eclipse, and New Moon. Those are all titles from what best-selling book series, Brian?
Dun, it's overtime, and it's the girls are the Broncos. Let's send us to the victory. Twilight!
What was all of that? But
that was a build-up. That was an awesome build-up.
And it's a winner!
Dun-dun-dun-dun!
What was the whole overtime thing? What are you talking about?
The Broncos have been choking in overtime. So
yeah, no, he didn't choke. You're good. You won the game.
See. So you're saying we are not going to overtime.
Well, I tried to say the girls were the Broncos game. I tried.
You know, it's a long explanation, but we got it.
That's why you guys do the radio. So,
and you're auctioning off the contents of storage
units. That's right.
You see more interesting things than we do, my friend.
That's right.
But that's right. The game is
over.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun.
Oh, Bree.
Poor Bree.
What happened, huh?
I'm distracted. I'm with puppies.
You actually win in a way because you're hanging out with puppies.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, and getting paid for it. So.
And getting paid to hang out with puppy breath.
You're fun, Bree.
Listen, as adorable as you are, you do have to sit there and take some medicine. Are you ready for it?
Oh, God.
Tell me when you're ready.
Let's see it. I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Boys rule.
Yeah.
Boys rule today.
Bree. All right, Bree. Well, have a good day.
Thank you.
You guys too.
See you later.
Thanks for listening. Brian, you're a funny guy, but, you know, you did put the boys up for the month of October.
There we go.
Didn't the girls win? No, September was a tie.
Was it?
September was a tie. The girls are leading for the year 4 months to three.
Right.
So if the boys can pull out October, we'll be tied with 2 months to go.
Good job, Brian.
Way to go, sir.
Thanks for saying prophylactic on the air today, too. That's the cherry on top.
Well, I know Dodds was very serious with the answers earlier. I don't mean I'm getting sued.
Yeah, you don't want to. Be careful. Be careful.
I'm a little scared.
Step carefully, Brian. Step carefully, my friend.
Yes, sir.
You're a good man. Hold on. Don't go away. Oh, that was fun today.
Good contestants. Good people.
Did I or did I not earlier today say we were going to have two sparkling contestants?
You called it, man. Good humans right there.
I just had that feeling. So the boys slip ahead for the month of October with Boys Against the Girls, brought to you by House of Bread, Denver's only Armenian-style bakery, located on Parker Road just north of Iliff, and online at houseofbreadinc.com. We will play this game again Tuesday morning with your boys in the morning.